Crash, Chapter 28, November 28. Scooter cooked Thanksgiving dinner. Scooter always cooks Thanksgiving dinner. One year, he came all the way from San Francisco to do it. Of course, the best part is that now, instead of going back to San Francisco or Cape May or wherever afterwards, all he has to do is go upstairs to his room. I remember when my sister and I were little, he would tell us that the store ran out of turkeys, so what we were having this year was Thanksgiving buzzard. Abby believed him, and she would bawl and bawl until he told her the truth. This year, he told her it was a fake turkey made out of soybeans. She didn't believe him, and she didn't eat it. Tell you the truth, Scooter makes so many good things, you could throw out the turkey and not even miss it. Candied sweet potatoes, creamed onions, cranberry nut salad, corn pudding, gravy, cheese bread, and not one, but two kinds of stuffing. One is the regular kind that goes into the bird. The other is oyster stuffing. It's about the best thing there ever was. Abby and I are the only ones who eat it. We each gobble up what's on your plates and go for seconds and third till it's gone. Only then do we start it in on the rest of our food. But this year I figured it would be different. When I saw the Great Crusader and vegetarian digging in, I said, "You're eating meat." She stared at her plate. "Oysters aren't meat." "They're not vegetables," I said. "They're not fruit." Her fork hand flopped on the table. There was real pain in her expression. She was staring at the biggest sacrifice of all. Then she suddenly brightened up. "Ha!" she went and stabbed a fork full of oyster stuffing. "Oysters don't have faces." We usually have relatives over for the day. This year it was Uncle Herm, Aunt Sandy, and Bridget. As soon as they came in, Uncle Herm was all over Abby and me. "Hey, there they are!" He starts clapping. Bridget looks around for a hole to crawl in. "Mr. Touchdown and Miss Mall," he says. Lee lays a fingertip on each of us. "Am I allowed to touch you?" "You'll just get bad luck touching me," said Abby. By that she meant the mall is going ahead. Bulldozers went in the next day, and now the place looks like a farmer's field ready for planting. Uncle Herm patted her head. "Hey, no big deal. Who cares anyway? The point is you were on television. You'll probably be getting calls from the talk shows any day now." I guess nobody was surprised during dinner when he brought up a certain Christmas years ago. He wagged the drumstick. "I'll tell you, I knew that boy was going to be fullback someday, the way he charged into Bridget." Bridget groaned. "Dad!" Bridget is in seventh grade now, like me. He pointed the drumstick at me. "Just to remind you, I'm the one that named you Crash. You remember that when they interview you on Monday Night Football." "Right, Uncle Herm," I said. I looked across the table at Bridget. She was just another seventh grade girl. I couldn't remember even picture slamming into her with my new football helmet. She looked back at me. She didn't start bawling. She didn't flinch. All she did was stick a forkful of white meat in her mouth and chew. What I'm saying is, except for Uncle Herm always telling the story of how I got my name, it's like it never happened. But it did. And then, in a way, it did again.